Para Rutas Alternas, el día de hoy tenemos la oportunidad de ver en Guadalajara este montaje llamado The Legend of Queen, un espectáculo muy interesante que engloba no solamente la música de los artistas, de estos artistas británicos fundamentales, sino también explora otras áreas y otros ámbitos que parten de lo que conocemos como Queen, de su historia, de su legado, de sus ideas. Como parte de este montaje tenemos el gusto de conversar con Peter Freestone. Hola, Peter.
Hola.
Con Milan. Hello, Milan.
Hello, hola.
Y con Víctor, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Gracias, buenas tardes.
Bueno, entre los tres hacen un montaje muy interesante que tiene que ver con este recorrido sobre la historia, carrera, vida de Freddie, pero también con su legado y con todo lo que envolvía magnéticamente a Freddie Mercury. So, Peter, you were very close to Freddie Mercury. You spent 12 years with him. You was part of his life during this very important period, not only for his music, but his life.
I was in the right place at the right time, and we became friends so very, very quickly. I mean, literally over the 6-week tour, we just understood each other. I believe it's because we had the same upbringing. He was at a boarding school in India when he was young. I was in a boarding school in India when I was young. I mean, there was 9 years difference, but so we understood each other. Half the time he didn't have to ask for things. I would see what he was looking for and I would be able to give it to him. People ask me to describe Freddie Mercury in 2 words, 3 words. It's impossible, but the easiest way is that he was the kindest, most generous, loyal friend anybody could wish to have. He would do absolutely anything for his friends. That was the person I knew.
It's important to talk about this friendship you had with Freddie, because the first part of the show, Legend of Queen, is you talking with the audience about Freddie. I read that you have a blog. I've been reading all the questions and all the interesting and crazy things people ask you about Freddie, so it's not new for you to talk about Freddie.
No. It was because of the blog, really, that I thought to do the questions with the audience. It's very easy for me to talk to the audience, but I want the audience to feel an important part of the evening. So if they ask me a question, I am specifically answering something that they want to know. So it makes them part of the whole evening. If you think it's a sort of verbal and musical evening discovering Freddie Mercury and Queen. And it's just that we've decided to put it together this way because it seems to work.
And it's also very cool that the people want to know a lot of things about Freddie, not only as a musician or as a legend, but a human being, and what he talked about, a lot of issues, and how he handled the disease and this confrontation with it.
Yeah. The thing is, although Freddie has been gone 27 years, he is as popular now as he ever was. I mean, the film has created a whole new generation of fans. I feel if I didn't answer people's questions that I was being selfish. You know, I was the person lucky enough being at the side of A, Freddie Mercury the man, and B, Freddie Mercury the superstar. See Freddie Mercury, the writer of this most amazing music. I feel guilty if I keep it to myself. Why should I? I think the world should know. If they are interested and they want to know, I'm happy to tell them.
Just because in some moments, a lot of musicians, transcending musicians, want to keep their own life for them and don't want the people to know some aspects, not because they're dark or something, it's only because it's a part of their life.
It's like I said at the table, every single one of us has got something that we don't want other people to know. And musicians are human beings as much as you or I. It's just that they are more public human beings than we are. Freddie knew that his story would be told. He knew it would happen. And he had no problem with that as long as the bad was told with the good. He wanted the even balance. He wanted the real life.
It's because of that, it's important to listen to you on the show Legend of Queen and also learn more about the Queen's history and Freddie's history in documentaries, on books. You have written a lot of books about him.
A lot, no. but yeah, there are, I think, 3 available that I've co-written. So, yeah, I mean, the first book wasn't written specifically as a book. It was therapy for me. I was sitting talking to someone for 3 years about Freddie, and they were writing it all down. And at the end of 3 years, they said, look, do you realize there's more words here than in most books? And people were still asking nonstop about Freddie. So we decided, we spent 6 months putting random thought into a book form. And that was the first book. We thought, David Evans and I, that we would do, maybe 1,000 people might want this book on their table. And so we printed ourselves 1,000 copies. Then they disappeared within 3 weeks. And one of them was bought by the editor of Omnibus Books in London. And he said, I want to publish this. So he took it over. And when he took it over, I don't know what it would be, 0.03 of a penny per book, because I'm no author.
Okay.
And if you're not a name, the publisher gets everything.
Yes.
And they've printed about 200,000 copies of the book.
Oh.
So, but I think that's in 9 different languages around the world.
We can get it on digital and Amazon.
Yes.
Or
it is still available. But one thing I'm hugely surprised, it was never done in Spanish.
Maybe it's the right time to do it.
Maybe. But I have no control over that. It's someone approaches the publisher and says, we want to do this book.
Después de la conversación que hace Peter, la exposición que hace sobre Freddie Mercury, que valga decir, es muy amena, es muy interactiva, es muy sencilla y muy ágil para escuchar, interactúa con Milan, que tiene una relación con Peter, con una fundación muy importante. So Milan, you have a foundation with Peter about the important to young people to know about HIV or AIDS, right?
Yes, it's called TFA Project, Titanic Freddy AIDS, and it's basically, the project is built on the story of Freddie Mercury, and it basically says if we are not careful, we can end up like Freddie, even if we have everything, like we are rich, we have everything that we want, but if we are not careful, we lose everything. So this project has been built 7 years ago. We've had 3 years break, and we had just about 7,000 students on this presentation during these years. And after 3 years, we are back with this project because I would lie if I say it's not true. It's because of the movie, but only because everyone now knows who is Freddie Mercury and why he died. Because before, the kids knew Show Must Go On or We Will Rock You or We Are the Champions, but most of them didn't know who is interpreting the song, who is the singer. Now they know it, and we found it's the right time to go back to the schools and even from this year to public to talk about HIV and AIDS.
And beside the work you do with the young people, with children, you during the show talk about the disease and talk about the importance of prevention, the importance of talk about STDs, specific AIDS.
Yes, we talk about the whole issue. We basically now want to take some statistics from studied persons. We want to have more kind of professional information because this is story. You cannot find it in a book or anywhere else. It's a story of a musician, and it's my story. When I went to a gig 7 years ago, I've seen a young girl having sex at the front of everyone, probably 30 years old man. And in that case, if that guy had AIDS or HIV, he would infect that girl, and she would happily live 6-7 years sexual life and could infect another partners. So we actually want to bring some more information to this project to be, more specific about the facts, because it's changing every half of a year, so we want to kind of approve this part of it.
But also, it's really strange, because since Milan repackaged and re-released this project, we have had requests from America. Where else has there been? Oh, Italy, Belgium. It's now moved out from the Czech Republic, where it originally started. And as Milan said earlier on, we actually did 2 seminars yesterday in Leon, in a school. And the audience, the students were amazing. So many of them came afterwards just to say thank you to Milan. Just, you know, to say thank you for what you're doing, thank you for what you've done.
And also, Milan, you are an actor and a singer. You being part of the cast of Bohemian Rhapsody, right? And also, you take part in The Legend of Queen, this show, as a musician doing another big star like David Bowie.
Yes, where I would start? I will tell you the whole story about this. It's many years... I was directing a world tour of Australian band in America. And the director of the whole tour told me, hey, you look like David Bowie. And he is a guy who takes care of the world tribute bands, and they tour all around the world. And of course, I got catched on that, and I thought, okay, I come home and I try to sing David Bowie's songs. And I realized that if I want, I can sing actually a very similar voice. In some positions, you would not even know the difference. And for that, I thought, okay, let's do some photographs. And I had makeup artist. And this lady took me in a first movie to be a Nazi for a French documentary movie. And from this point, because of David Bowie, I went through this acting side in Czech Republic, and I started 4 years ago a project called Superheroes in Berlin. That was tribute to David Bowie. It's been cancelled after a year, and now actually this year I'm bringing back this new show. We want to Mr. Bowie, it's called Mr. Bowie. But I will not dress as David Bowie because I'm blonde and I want to be myself. I want to give people myself, my interpretation of David Bowie's songs. It's just to pay tribute and give him an honor because he died also. So, and because of that, we are here in Mexico with this amazing band, Phoenix, led by an even more amazing singer, Victor Care. And we thought, well, I'm here. We have Freddie, we have me. We do Under Pressure as a duet in this show.
That's only the beginning.
Porque esa es otra de las partes, Víctor, del show The Legend of Queen, ¿no? Es lo que presenta Peter, lo que habla, la interacción con Milán y con esta charla tan importante de la prevención del VIH-SIDA y la participación de Fénix, ¿no? Y tú como líder de la banda, ya, ahora sí, entrando musicalmente a Queen, ¿no? O sea, es un espectáculo único, como decían hace rato, único e irrepetible que tendremos en la ciudad.
Sí, yo creo que, bueno, todos los miembros de la banda somos mexicanos, somos de León, Guanajuato, tenemos ya algunos años haciéndolo. Fénix realmente tiene muy poco tiempo, tiene 7 meses que nos formamos, y hace un mes también sacamos nuestro sencillo, porque también esa es otra idea que teníamos, de hacer música propia también, que también va muy de la mano con la música de Queen, porque estamos muy influenciados por esa música, pero el tributo, bueno, nos ha dado mucho trabajo, nos ha dado mucho acercamiento con la gente, con nuevas generaciones. Y bueno, pues por eso le hablé a Peter y le dije, ¿quieres venir? Hacemos unos shows y así fue, ¿no? El show de The Legend of Queen es la primera vez que hacemos esta fórmula como tal, pero creo que es un show para los fanáticos y para los que apenas son fanáticos, porque si apenas son fanáticos se van a envolver más con este tema, ¿no? La música es importante, los temas, bueno, tocamos los temas más populares realmente porque también está enfocado a los nuevos fanáticos, porque los nuevos fanáticos conocen solamente las canciones de la película realmente, ¿no? Pero tratamos de envolverlos con todo este concepto de Queen, de que conozcan a Freddie Mercury más a fondo, de que conozcan también qué fue lo que le pasó y por qué le pasó, y después pues disfrutar la música y bailar y cantar. Y la verdad es un show que no se hace para nada ni aburrido ni tedioso, porque muchas personas pensaban que era una conferencia solamente, y no, termina en un show y en una fiesta, ¿no? Y todos en el escenario, y hasta Peter termina cantando We Are The Champions con nosotros.
Es interesante también cómo esta explosión que trae la película consigo de fans de Queen, pues permite este tipo de acercamientos a otros productos, como es este show, donde se habla realmente de la persona, ¿no? De la influencia, del legado, más allá de tocarlo de manera somera, ¿no? Sino es la música que acerca diferentes generaciones, como mencionas, pero es la persona, él en sus diferentes ámbitos.
Sí, creo que para mí, por ejemplo, lo más importante de la película, para mí, es que las nuevas generaciones lo están conociendo. O sea, independientemente si ganó Óscares, si fueron buenas actuaciones, que lo fueron, que si es una película, que también es una muy buena película, aunque bueno, también tiene una parte de ficción, no es la realidad, pero para mí lo más importante es que llegó a nuevas generaciones, que esas nuevas generaciones también pueden conocer los límites, porque también esa gran persona que están viendo murió por una consecuencia de una mala decisión, de no cuidarse, de muchas cosas, ¿no? Entonces es como llegar a las nuevas generaciones con buena música que ya existía y con un mensaje de prevención y de cuidado, pues importante.
Y si ya eres fanático de Queen desde hace muchos años, es todavía mejor que vayas a conocer otras historias y otras ideas de su legado.
Sí, es, creo que enriquece, ¿no? Pues te nutre como fanático, porque dices, bueno, algunas cosas no las conocía, y de eso se encarga Peter, ¿no? Peter nutre todas esas dudas que tengan y las despeja claramente.
Entonces la cita es el jueves 11 de abril en el Teatro Galerías. Boletos en Ticketmaster.
Sí, boletos en Ticketmaster. Los costos no los tengo aquí, pero
créanme, vamos a publicar, pero lo que cueste vale la pena.
Sí, la verdad, créanme, no es tan caro, son muy accesibles y el show vale muchísimo la pena. De verdad, no se van a arrepentir. Sé que hay muchos tributos, sé que hay unos tributos que realmente, como ahorita me decía Milán, ¿no? Él no quiere interpretar a Bowie caracterizado al 100%. Yo trato de caracterizarme un poco, porque ese es un plus, pero no es lo más importante. Y lamentablemente ahorita los tributos venden más caracterización que un mensaje o que la buena música. Entonces a mí me interesa mucho que lleven ese plus de caracterizado, pero que lleven una buena interpretación, que la gente cierre los ojos y diga, okay, es algo parecido, me acerco a lo... Yo nunca vi a Queen en vivo y me gustaría imaginarme escuchar una banda que se parezca, ¿no? Que se aproxime. Nunca va a haber otro Queen, nunca va a haber otro Freddie Mercury, nadie va a ser igual que él, pero bueno, puede haber una aproximación por lo menos.
Perfecto, la cita el jueves 11 de abril, Teatro Galerías, The Legend of Queen. Víctor, finalmente, ¿tu disco favorito de Queen?
Ay, son muchos, pero The Night of the Opera and The News of the World.
Muy bien. Milan, thank you so much for this chat. Your favorite Queen's album?
Queen's album or song?
Album.
Album. Oh,
because I think it's important for new generations to know that there's an album, there's a story, a concept more than a song.
Well, for me as a musician, there is also, they are all amazing, but Innuendo, it shows how the band formed together again after they realized that Freddie, or they knew Freddie's sick. So Innuendo is for me the best.
And for you, Peter, I know it's very hard, but what's your favorite album? The one you play on your turntable, whatever you play.
Two.
Of course.
It would be News of the World and Jazz.
Great. Thank you so much for this chat to Rutas Alternas. Have a great time in Mexico and enjoy Legend of Queen.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And I certainly will.